Welcome to Didache, where we are studying to show ourselves approved, rightly dividing the word of truth so we can worship God in spirit and truth, deepening our knowledge of God, thereby enabling us to deepen our love for God. Here is your host, Justin Peters.
Welcome to the program, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Justin Peters. I hope that this finds you and your family doing well today. I want to thank you so much for joining me. One of the most prominent voices in the Word Faith movement, the Health and Wealth Prosperity Gospel, is dead. And I do not take any pleasure, any joy in this video at all, but this is yet another stark and sobering reminder that what the Word Faith preachers preach doesn't even work for them. Jerry Savelle was the head of Jerry Savelle Ministries, and he died on April the 15th, 2024, just a couple of days ago as of this recording. And he is a good friend. He was one of Kenneth Copeland and Jesse Duplantis's best friends. Jerry Savelle, Kenneth Copeland, and Jesse Duplantis were kind of the heretical three amigos, if you will. Jerry Savelle always had a place speaking at Kenneth Copeland's big annual shindig, the Southwest Believers Convention. That's his big conference. He had many conferences throughout the year, but the main one is usually every July, summer anyway, of every year, Southwest Believers Convention. And Jerry Savelle and Jesse Duplantis both always had, they were one of the, you know, prominent speakers there every single year. And Jerry Savelle is dead. Jerry Savelle was 76 years old, and he preached a sermon literally just one day before he died. And I want to show you some clips from this sermon that he preached 24 hours before he died. And this is going to serve as just a dark reminder and a sobering example of how Word Faith theology is completely bankrupt. Let's watch this.
It was a Pentecostal church, and her pastor, Jack Moore, knew all of the great healing evangelists of the 40s and 50s and early 60s. They all came to his church. Carolyn grew up under A.A. Allen, Jack Cole, Oral Roberts, and Pastor Jack Moore's best friend was William Branham. And he traveled with William Branham everywhere he went.
Jerry Savelle is talking about how his wife knew A.A. Allen, Jack Cole, and William Branham. Those were some of the biggest names in the kind of the post-World War II healing revival movement in the 50s, 60s, and into the 70s. All of these men, William Branham, Jack Cole, A.A. Allen, they were all heretics. They were all objective theological heretics. William Branham didn't even believe in the Trinity. He denounced the Trinity as a, quote, demonic doctrine. He said, and I quote, I have this audio, he says, "Trinitarianism is of the devil, thus saith the Lord." All of these prominent Word Faith preachers, charismatic preachers, the people that charismatics call God's generals, to a man and to a woman, they were theological heretics, proven false prophets, and most of them, if not all, but most of them were sexually immoral. It is not a good heritage in this movement at all.
Recently, actually in the month of October, when I was seeking the Lord about His direction for me and what I was to take to the body of Christ and to emphasize, and you've heard me say it in previous visits, once I received that prophetic word, then that's what I preach everywhere I go, all over the world. And of course, the more I preach it, the more insight I get, more revelation I get, and it's unending.
So like many of the prophets, the Lord gives Jerry Savelle a word of knowledge, a word for whatever year is upcoming. Every year God does this for him. Now listen very carefully to when Jerry Savelle says that the word of the Lord came to him for this upcoming year, then upcoming year of 2024.
And so this past October, He said this, everywhere you go in 2024, tell the people to do these three things. You taking notes? He said, tell the people to do these three things.
Okay, so in this sermon preached one day before he died, Jerry Savelle said that the word of the Lord for 2024 came to him in October of 2023. But that's not what he said in a sermon that he actually preached in October of 2023. Listen to this.
So he said to me, actually it began in the latter part of August, and I was in a meeting, and the Lord said, I want you to tell the people everywhere you go in 2024. Now you might want to write this down. It's the first part of it.
So he said in a sermon one day before he died that God gave him the word for 2024 in October of last year. Yet in October of last year, Jerry Savelle preached a sermon in which he said God had already given him the word of the Lord for 2024 beginning back in August. And this word was so important that God even told him, you tell people to write this down. You see, dear friends, these people claim that God speaks to them so regularly that they can't even keep their own story straight. And this goes to what many of you have heard me say before, that with these folks in this movement, it's simply not a big deal to put words in God's mouth that he did not say. And God did not give him this prophetic word for 2024 or any other year, for that matter. They put words in God's mouth that he did not say all the time. This is the bread and butter of the charismatic movement. It's what the whole movement is founded upon. And people flock to these popular preachers not to hear the exposition of the Word of God, Scripture. No, they don't do that. In fact, I mean, if you watch these folks, their sermons, 90% of their sermons are stories, talking about things that they've done, things they've seen, things they've experienced, what the Lord has told them. Very, very, very little of their sermons are actually reading the Word of God and explaining the meaning. And even when they attempt to do that, 9 times out of 10, they get that wrong. This is the bread and butter of the movement. This is not the fringe of the charismatic movement. This is the mainstream. And I've told people, if you want to get an idea of where, quote-unquote, Christianity stands today, all you have to do is turn on Christian television. Turn on TBN. Turn on Daystar. Because all Christian television is a function of supply and demand. Whatever the demand is, that's what they're going to supply. So when people say, oh, you're just talking about the fringe of the charismatic movement, let me tell you something, friends, that falls on deaf ears, because this is not the fringe of the charismatic movement. This is the mainstream of the charismatic movement. This is what the demand is, and so this is what is supplied. So watch this as Jerry Savelle gives a very common teaching in this movement that whatever you say, you will bring into reality.
And the next thing you know, you'll be talking it. And you know as well as I do, there is power in your words. And you're going to bring upon what you don't want in your life. Yes. Moving right along.
That, of course, is the doctrine of positive confession. Whatever you speak, you will bring into existence. You can create your own reality with the words that you use. So be very careful about the words you speak, because if you speak positive faith-filled words, words of healing, God will bring positive things to you. God will bring healing to your body. However, if you speak negative words, then you will bring upon yourself negative things. Your negative words will create a negative reality for you. And they take this to such an extreme that I have heard many of them say on multiple occasions, you shouldn't even say something like, oh, that just tickled me to death, because you could kill yourself. I mean, it's absurd. It's absolutely absurd. But isn't it interesting that he would say that one day before he died? As I said a few minutes ago, one of Jerry Savelle's best friends was Kenneth Copeland. Well, Kenneth Copeland and Jesse Duplantis both. But listen to what he says about Kenneth Copeland in this sermon, again, one day before he died.
I'm not interested in what some preacher that don't know much thinks about Kenneth Copeland. I know Kenneth Copeland. I said, I know Kenneth Copeland. He and I have preached together for 53 years. I've been on his board for almost since its conception. I know everything there is to know about the finances and Kenneth Copeland Ministries. In fact, when I leave here, as soon as I get home, I'll be in a Kenneth Copeland board meeting for 2 days.
So Jerry Savelle talks about being on Kenneth Copeland's board and knowing all about the finances of Kenneth Copeland and Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Of course, Kenneth Copeland is the wealthiest preacher in the United States of America. He brags about being a billionaire with a B. And Kenneth Copeland has multiple private planes, I believe at least 2 private jets. I've been in his hangar before. It's just wealth like you cannot even imagine. But Jerry Savelle is in that same class as well. He has his own private jet. He's had private jets for a number of years, but not long ago, in fact, just about a year ago, he got his most recent private jet, a Falcon 50, capable of international travel. Watch this.
Hey guys, say hi.
Hi.
It's 7:45 in the morning. We're headed to the airport. Today is a special, special day.
Yes, it is.
For my dad. Something he's been believing God for, well, all my life. I mean, as long as I can remember, praying for an international plane so he wouldn't have to fly commercial overseas. And today is the first day he gets to do that.
So that is one of his daughters, and this is the special day because no longer will her dad have to fly commercial to go overseas. You know, wouldn't want to be with the hoi polloi traveling commercial. I mean, never mind the fact that he, of course, flies first class when he does go overseas, but that's just beneath Jerry Savelle. You know, dear friends, This is not, I don't mean this to come across as a pat on my back at all, but by God's grace, I have been able to preach the gospel in 33 different countries, and Lord willing, by the end of the year, that'll be up to 34 different countries, many of those multiple times. I guess I've made 60 trips, 60, 70 overseas trips, maybe more. Every single one of them, I've flown commercial and coach at that. I think one time I had economy plus or something like that. But, you know, no, it's not the most comfortable thing in the world, but my goodness, you can do it. And this, a Falcon 50, I guess I should have looked. I mean, this is millions of dollars just to buy the plane, never mind the insurance, never mind the operating costs, never mind the storage, never mind all of that that goes along with it. It's unbelievable.
You ready?
We are ready. Going to Africa.
Yeah.
On our own airplane.
Yay.
Lord is good. 20-year dream come to pass. And now we're flying to South Africa.
All right. Morning, sir.
Good morning, good morning. Brother Jerry here, along with our pilots, Brad and Alan, and of course, you know, Eric and David, that works with the aviation department as well. We are so excited. We are taking our very first trip to Africa in our very own international airplane. The blessing of the Lord. This is a 20-year dream come to pass. And We are so excited. We'll be flying on to Ethiopia, and we're expecting 10,000 plus people in the evening services.
Sometimes I'm asked by people, well, why do these prosperity preachers go to Africa if you say they're after their money, and Africa's like the poorest continent on the planet? So why would they go to Africa if Africans tend to be so poor? And my answer to this is what they lack in per capita giving in Africa, they more than make up for in sheer numbers. When they go to Africa, these American prosperity preachers have crowds in the thousands, if not tens of thousands of people, sometimes even hundreds of thousands of people. And every time they go and preach at one of these crusades, the emphasis is absolutely on health and wealth. Oh, you're poor? Then you need to sow a seed, reap a harvest. Oh, you've got cancer? That's pretty serious. The bigger miracle you need, the bigger monetary seed you'd better sow. And a lot of these African people don't have the kind of health care, the access to the health care that we have here in the United States of America, and they are desperate. There are parents there with sick children, crippled children, and they are desperate. They don't have access to medical care. They can't afford to get the braces and the therapy and the crutches and the electric wheelchairs and all of these kind. They have the surgeries. They can't do that. But you know what they can do? These tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people, they can give what money they do have to the man of God, and God will give them a miracle. And there goes Jerry Savelle in his Falcon 50 private jet off to Africa to exploit the poor, the sick, the desperate, and the widows. And speaking of Kenneth Copeland, one of Jerry Savelle's best friends, Kenneth Copeland is known for teaching that he will live to be at least 120 years old. In fact, everyone should live to be 120, but Kenneth Copeland absolutely believes he will be 120 years old. Watch this as just one of many examples.
Consider not my body 83 years old. I consider it not in the name of Jesus, but only that which God had promised. And I have a personal covenant with God to live 120 years on this earth. Now, where did I get that? Genesis 6:3. Now his days shall be 120 years.
Now, I did a teaching a couple of years ago on my channel about the 120-year lifespan thing. That is not at all what God was saying in Genesis chapter 6. God was saying there at the time that man has 120 years before God would send the flood and kill everybody on the planet except for 8 people, Noah and his family. So that's what that was talking about. But to the overall point, notice again how what the faith preachers preach doesn't even work for them. And this should be a wake-up call to Kenneth Copeland. His best friends, his mentors, you know, he was a huge fan of Oral Roberts. He didn't live to be 120 years old. Kenneth Hagin didn't live to be 120 years old. And his best friend here, Jerry Savelle, didn't live to be 120 years old. And Kenneth Copeland, if you happen to be watching, neither will you.
You know, later this month, in about another week or so, I'll be having my board meeting. And my board of directors will be coming in, and we'll go over all the financial statements. We'll go over everything that we've accomplished during the year. We'll talk about the vision for the new year and so forth.
Little did Jerry Savelle know that when he said that, he had already attended his last board meeting. And in 24 hours, he would be dead.
More and more. Everybody say more and more.
More and more.
The Lord told Brother Copeland 2024 would be the year for more and more. I received that, praise God.
And no, the Lord did not tell Kenneth Copeland more and more in 2024. Do you think God speaks in rhymes? I mean, that is just absurd. I've seen these prophets do it all the time. I did a video, actually, a few years ago on my channel where they did the exact same thing. Jerry Savelle and Kenneth Copeland, the exact same thing, speaking in rhyme for God. No, God does not speak that way. God did not speak to Kenneth Copeland, nor did he speak to Jerry Savelle. And if God was really speaking to Kenneth Copeland, then he would have told Kenneth Copeland, hey, your best friend will be dead before you even get halfway into 2024.
I've been in my hotel room at times when the Shekinah glory of God came into my hotel room, and it was so thick I couldn't even see the furniture. And the Lord appeared in it and spoke to me and gave me a powerful message that went around the world. And I'm still getting testimonies from that message. I've seen it. I've been in it. In fact, Carolyn was with me. She was in the bedroom of the hotel we were in. And when that Shekinah glory filled the living room, I couldn't even see the furniture. And the door opened to the bedroom. Carolyn came through that cloud and she said, "What's going on in here?" I said, "Look." It was thick. And we just sat down and bask in it. Hallelujah. Amen. I've been in church services where it would come in like a cloud. You couldn't even see the people.
So where is the proof of this? He's been in hotel rooms. He's been in church meetings where the Shekinah glory is so thick that you can't even see across the room. Again, where's the proof? Where's the video of this? I mean, video cameras have been around a long time, and for, you know, the last 15 years anyway, everybody with a smartphone can whip out their smartphone and take video with their smartphone. Where's the proof? They make these claims all the time, and there's not one shred of proof for any of it. Just like Bethel Church and the angel feathers. They claim angel feathers have fallen in dozens of their meetings, and they should have hundreds of these things. Hundreds, if not thousands, of angel feathers. Where's the proof? Where's a photograph of even one of them? Friends, these people are liars. They are lying to you.
He said, tell the people in 2024, everywhere you go, that it is vital, it is necessary, mandatory, that they stay in faith, remain focused on my promises, and do not allow anything in the world to distract them.
So Jesus told Jerry Savelle to tell people everywhere he goes in 2024 to tell them those things. No, Jerry Savelle didn't even make it through half of 2024.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Tell somebody, my 2024 could very possibly be my finest year thus far.
It wasn't Jerry Savelle's finest year thus far. It was his final year. Dear friends, I take absolutely no joy. I do not rejoice that Jerry Savelle is now dead. And Jerry Savelle now knows that for all of these decades, he has been preaching a false Jesus and a false gospel. He is now all too well aware of that. But I hope for those people in this movement that may be watching, for the ones who are fair-minded, for the ones who are open, please see, this is yet another example of how what the faith preachers preach doesn't work for them. And if what they preach doesn't work for them, that should be an indication to you that there is something wrong with what they are preaching. They are preaching a false gospel. They're preaching a false theology, a false Jesus. This is a different gospel, dear ones. On and on. I mean, so many examples. Bethel Church, Olive, come out of that grave. Bill Johnson, his own wife, Benny, died of cancer. And yet all of these people teach that it's always God's will to be healed. Just make the right positive confessions. Just sow the right seed. As long as you have enough faith, It's always God's will to be healed, and healing is yours for the taking. This is a picture of Jerry Savelle from 2015 in the hospital. Those are two of his daughters, maybe his only two, but he had double bypass surgery almost 10 years ago. So, and my guess is, given the fact that he was preaching on April 14th and seemed fine and was dead April 15th, he probably died of either a heart attack or an aneurysm. I mean, given that it was that sudden, it would almost have to be one of those two things. So what the faith preachers preach doesn't work for them. Watch this short video clip from one of Jerry Savelle's best friends. Jesse Duplantis says that Jerry Savelle was his dearest best friend, like a brother. Watch this short video clip from Jesse Duplantis.
I'm going to say something going to knock your lights off. God has the power to take life, but he can't. He got the power to do it, but he won't. He's bound. He can't. He says death and life is in the power of whose tongue? Yours. You ready for this? You want something to knock your lights off? You choose when you live. You choose when you die.
So God has the power to take life, but he can't. He's bound. He won't. He can't. And Jesse Duplantis says, you choose when you live, you choose when you die. Well, Jerry Savelle obviously didn't choose the day of his death. Again, dear friends, what they preach doesn't work for them. They're preaching a false gospel. The real gospel is this, is that you are a sinner, you have broken the laws of God, and just like when you break laws on earth, there's a penalty to be paid. How much more so when we break the laws of God? But because we have sinned against God who is eternal, the punishment of that sin is also eternal. And if you die in your sin, you'll very rightly and very justly go to a very real place that the Bible calls hell. The lake of fire where the worm will not die, the fire will not be quenched. There will be wailing, weeping, gnashing of teeth. In God's fury, the fury of his wrath will be poured out for all of eternity, because that is what your sins have earned you. Your works will profit you nothing. In fact, your works are an offense to God. If you are not converted, your works are an offense to him. You will not earn God's favor by your works. They're filthy rags. But God has made a way of escape. God sent his son, Jesus Christ, to this earth. And Jesus lived a perfect life. One person, two distinct natures, truly God, truly man. And Jesus willingly laid down his life on the cross. His life was not taken, he gave it. And on the cross, this perfect person offered his perfect life as a perfect sacrifice to perfectly satisfy the perfect wrath of God. Died on the cross 3 days later, bodily raised from the dead, proving himself to be who he said he was, God in human flesh. And the only way to be saved, the only way to have the wrath of God removed, is to repent of sin, turn from sin, and place your trust in the finished work of Jesus Christ on the cross. You have no righteousness of your own. You must have the righteousness of someone else, and his name is Jesus. And if you will turn from sin, place your trust in him, bend your knee to the risen Lord Jesus Christ, he will save you. You will pass from death to life. God will give you a new heart with new desires, new affections. The gospel is not about health and wealth. The gospel is not about prosperity. You see this, Jerry Savelle had millions of dollars. Who knows how many millions of dollars he had? His own private jet, fancy cars, all of it. What good is it doing him now? Nothing. Nothing. If you truly come to Christ, your heart will be changed and you won't desire the things that Jerry Savelle and Kenneth Copeland and Jesse Duplantis desired. You won't have an appetite for that. You'll have an appetite for holiness. And you'll have a desire. You'll count it as the gift that it is to suffer for the name of Christ, to suffer for his sake. Philippians 1:29, for to you it has been granted not only to believe in Christ, but to suffer for his sake, to suffer for the glory of God. Our faith in Christ is granted to us by God, and so is the privilege of suffering for his name's sake, to the glory of Christ. That is what the real gospel wrought in the hearts of God's people. So, dear friends, stop following these prosperity preachers. Stop. God is not speaking to these folks, obviously. Seek out a good, doctrinally sound church. Seek out a church that is committed to expositional preaching, preaching the Word of God verse by verse, not getting up and telling stories ad nauseum, not getting up and entertaining people, just opening the Bible, reading the Scripture, and teaching it. A church that is committed to that, a church that is led by biblically qualified elders, all of whom will be men. A church that practices church discipline per Matthew 18, which hardly any churches do. Seek out a church like that. And it is only there that you will really be able to grow in Christ, worship God in spirit and in truth, use the gifts that God has given you. It's only there that you'll be able to do that. All right, dear ones, thank you very much for watching. Until our next time together, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of His Holy Spirit be with you all.
Thank you for listening to Didache. We hope that you were encouraged and edified by what you just heard. If you have a question or comment for Justin, are interested in more teaching resources, or would like to have him come and preach at your church or conference, you may contact him at justinpeters.org.